Good evening. What brings you to the church today? You've been struggling, and you'd like some support? Well, that's exactly what we're here for. My doors are always open for members of the congregation who are struggling. Please, let's step back into my office and we can speak privately. You've been struggling, you said. Tell me more about that. Is it depression or anxiety? These are very common, and there are many resources out there to help you. No, it's something else? Well, tell me, what would that be? No, you don't have to be embarrassed. Please understand. I work with people every day, just like you and just like me. We all struggle, we all have our issues. So whatever you're dealing with, I promise it's totally normal, and I've probably heard it many times before. So go ahead, it's okay. Tell me more. You've been having trouble with your thoughts. What about your thoughts? You've been thinking about certain things compulsively, you say? Ah, yes. What kind of compulsive thoughts have you been having? Oh, I see. Impure thoughts. Well, please believe me when I say this is nothing to be ashamed of. Impure thoughts, thoughts of that sort of nature, is a very common experience that everyone struggles with at some point or another. It's really very normal. Tell me, when do you find these thoughts troubling you most? Maybe if we can identify what's triggering them, we can get to the bottom of them and help you move through this period. Is there a particular place or time that you notice these thoughts coming up? Perhaps at work, perhaps at home. Oh, I see. It's here in church that you notice this phenomenon. That's an interesting answer. I wouldn't have expected it. For most people, church is not a very provocative place, to say the least. But again, just because it's unusual doesn't mean there's anything to be ashamed of. What is it about the church that is affecting you so? Is it the hushed tones in which we speak, or the smells of incense? Maybe you have some sort of impure associations with these ideas. No? Well then, perhaps another person in the congregation? You seem to be feeling a little shy or reserved still, but if I'm going to help you, it will be good for you to be honest and forthright with me. It is another person, you say? Oh my goodness. Well. This is a little embarrassing then. I'm sorry, I didn't realize that I was having that effect on you. I wouldn't have invited you to speak privately if I had known. Well, perhaps we should end this session now and I can involve another member of the clergy who would be more appropriate for you to speak to about the feelings you've been having about me. What do you think? No, you would rather talk to me about it. Okay, certainly, yes, if that's helpful to you, if